2 Corinthians 4:13. It says, we having, now stop right there. Is that true or is it not true? This is what we have. Don't, you know, it's a little like playing, being in the play, Wizard of Oz. And your part says, this is who you are. You're tin man. This is what you say. Exit stage left here. All this, you know, just if you ever played that, you ever played in a play at school? And it says, this is you, and now this is what you do. Read the Bible like that. We having the same spirit of faith. Okay, that's me. That's what I do. That's who I am. That's what I have. That's the way I act. That's the way I live. But when you want to cry, say, no, I have the same spirit of faith. Praise God. Enter stage right, spirit of faith man. That's right. So we having the same spirit of faith, do we have it?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Maybe we need to check up on ourselves. But how many of you know you do have it? You might not be fully expressing it, but that's what you have. When you got born again, you got the spirit of faith.
Yes.
You, through the word, have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. He's quoting David, really is the one in the Old Testament that wrote that by the Spirit of God. We believe and we speak. We believe and we speak. Not we see and we speak. We feel and we speak. The economy says, so therefore we speak. This is my experience, so therefore I say it. We got to get to the place where we're walking by faith and not by sight. Praise God. So, when it comes to the subject of Bible faith, God has spoken to me about this subject and told me to emphasize it. And so there's been a number of experiences I've had where he spoke to me. One of them was that, I don't know why, but one of them was with, I guess I do know why actually, but one of them was at Dr. Dufresne's memorial service, and the other one was at Brother Hagin's memorial service. He said, I want you to, Brother Hagin's memorial service, I want you to keep emphasizing the message of faith. And he spoke to me some things about it, what was coming in the body of Christ, getting away from that. And then at Dr. Dufresne's memorial service, he said the similar thing. He said, I want you to, this is the way he said it to me then, I want you to lead out in the spirit of faith. Well, I've meditated on that one a lot because I wanted to understand that's a little bit different language than I would have maybe thought to think of. I want you to lead out in the spirit of faith. And so he showed me that as I meditated on it, he said, I want you to provide leadership in the body of Christ in the spirit of faith, like Joshua and Caleb did in Israel at the time that when someone being willing, when there was a need for leadership in an atmosphere of unbelief. I want you to lead out. That won't make you popular in a lot of circles because I get amazed. Absolutely. The other day of somebody talking about their pastor had passed on at 46 years old. And they were so impressed with this pastor. Now, I'm sure he was a good man, and I'm not disputing that. I'm sure he's in heaven getting his reward. You understand what I'm talking about? But at 46 years old, he fell dead. And the person that was telling the report was so impressed, they said, he had just preached. You know, Acts chapter number 12, where Herod killed James, and then God supernaturally delivered Peter from prison. And he had just preached that we don't understand. I don't understand why God delivered Peter, but not James. You know, it's just the sovereignty of God. I don't understand all the way God works his ways, but sometimes it's his will for this to happen, and sometimes it's his will for people to be delivered, and sometimes to die early, and he's working his ways, and he's a sovereign God and all that, and we've come further than this.
Yes.
In the body of Christ.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen.
We know better.
Yes.
It's like this message has been preached all over the broadcast, all over the world, all over the internet, all over television, and you're still talking like that? You're talking garbage from the pit of hell. And no, I'm not mad at anybody, but I'm concerned for people hearing that. We've gotten further than that. This message has been preached and preached and preached, and yet some still have not got it. And I don't know about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about just the body of Christ. Amen. It's so easy why James was killed and Peter was delivered. They didn't pray. The church has authority to stop that. And they didn't pray until Peter got put to prison too. And then they said, we better stop this. And they got a supernatural manifestation of the power of God. And an angel showed up and delivered Peter. It's no mystery. It wasn't God picking, cherry picking who he's going to deliver. And he was applying that to healing and applying that to all these other things. And dear soul, dear loved pastor, godly man, I'm sure. But that's wrong doctrine. Wrong doctrine. Not mad at anybody. Just we've got to get this. We've got to get the message of faith.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's not all up to God's sovereignty. It's up to the faith of the believer. Now, faith doesn't mean you don't go through anything. If you have faith, somebody said, if you have faith, you don't say, if I have faith, then I'll never go through anything. No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. It'll just mean you always have the victory.
Yes.
And you'll have an encounter with God through the spirit of faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The statement, what do you call it? I don't know what you call these things. Statement of purpose or something that we have as a church is bringing people into encounters with God through the spirit of faith.
Yes.
Amen. Teaching them to always be triumphant and through the spirit of faith.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. It's based on three scriptures. Can we just preach what we're really all about tonight? I get surprised that people that don't know the difference between churches. I just get surprised. They don't know the difference between an unbelief church and a faith church. I don't get it.
Come on.
We got to be praying for people. The eyes of their understanding would be enlightened.
Yes.
But, the statement of purpose is based on three passages of scripture. This one, 2 Corinthians 4:13. You know, we have the same spirit of faith. Then the second one is always triumphant in Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:14. And the third one is where it talks about always victorious. Well, you could really say 1 John 5:4 on that one too. That's a couple of scriptures. But then when it comes to the other one, it's based on what are we saying here? James, let me get this right. Which ones did I say? It's based on the spirit. We having the same spirit of faith. It's based on always victorious.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's based on bringing people into encounters with God.
Yes.
Encounters with God means you come into an encounter with the power of God through faith.
Yes. Amen.
Not waiting on God sovereignly to do something, but you come into an encounter with God.
Amen.
Through the spirit of faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's God's plan. That's what this church is all about. And if you want to know the truth about it, Jesus actually said that's what will bring Jesus back.
Yes.
Brother Hagin, whether you like to hear it or not, was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ coming back.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly right. People don't like to hear that. But he's raised up a whole generation to take this message to the world before Jesus comes back. And Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? Will I find? That's what you're going to go looking for. If I say to you, let's say we got staff in here. If I say, when I come into the office tomorrow, I'm going to be looking for this report and that report and that report. Well, then guess what? You better be as a staff. Be emphasizing getting those reports ready, right? When Jesus comes back, he said, I'm going to be looking for faith on the earth. Then so what should we be all about?
Yeah.
Faith.
Yeah.
The just shall live by faith. If you don't know how to live, if you want to know how to live, learn right here how to live. You live by faith.
Yeah.
That's how we live. Praise the Lord. So when the Lord spoke to me, and we got a lot to say, but when the Lord spoke to me, I want you to lead out in the spirit of faith. He's talking to me about, he's asking some of us, I'm not the only one, you understand that, but there's a whole army of people raised up under Brother Hagin's ministry to take this message to the world, the message of faith. It is our stewardship. It is our assignment in the body of Christ. That doesn't mean that's the only message in the body of Christ. It doesn't mean if somebody's not preaching faith, let's say if they're preaching on end times, that doesn't mean that they're wrong. No, I'm talking about our stewardship. Yes. Our stewardship. We got to stay with our stewardship. Our assignment. What is God's message? What are we supposed to be preaching and teaching? Well, there's a lot of things to the message of faith. You understand the whole message of the authority of the believer is the message of faith. Walking in love is a part of the message of faith because faith works by love. And there's a whole lot. Somebody said to Brother Hagin one time, he's preaching a series of meetings in a church, preaching on faith morning and night and teaching on faith morning and night. And he said, the pastor came to him and said, Brother Hagin, you preach on faith all the time. He said, yeah. He said, I don't think I've ever preached on faith before at all. He said, well, then you haven't even preached the Bible yet. You haven't even preached the Bible yet. You start meditating on faith, you'll find it's almost in every verse. Faith. That's the way we live. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. And learning to live this way has a blessing attached to it. Yes. Cast not away therefore your confidence. Confidence means faith, which hath great recompense of reward. Yes. God will make it worth your while that you chose to live by faith. Yes. God will make it worth your while that you say what the word says, agree with what the word says, dance and do shouting in your house about what the word says. Take evil reports that the devil brings and say, I believe the word. I'm not believing that evil report. I'm not saying that evil report. Praise the Lord. So it seems today he needs some of us to be willing to provide leadership in faith. And he specifically asked me to lead out in the spirit of faith. Listen to me very carefully. Can I be blunt? I've even had people on staff that didn't get the message of faith. You don't get it by osmosis. By being close. You get it because you have the heart that hungers for it. Praise the Lord. So God brought the revelation of walking by faith to the body of Christ through generals in the body of Christ who were gone before us. Now, if you study church history, there's been a thread of this all through church history. It's not like Jesus, said what he said to Brother Hagin and showed him Mark 11, 23 and 24 as if that was something never preached in the body of Christ before. I remember my roommate before Pastor Debbie and I were married back in Rhema days, actually a little bit after, but mostly Rhema days. I had a roommate that actually was a part of helping me get into Rhema. I knew him from back in, he lived in Maryland. I lived in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, was right on the close to the border of Maryland. So it wasn't very far down in there where he lived in Hagerstown. But anyway, we kind of got to know one another, and he helped me a lot. Some things he helped me get some books to me. So anyway, I moved out to Rhema and eventually found out he needed roommates. I thought, well, maybe just move in with him. So we were roommates for a while, and he was hired by Rhema to, because Rhema developed they have it there. I saw it the other day, a library. It has a lot of books in it, a lot of old books in it, but it has a special, what do they call it? Holy Spirit. There's a word for it. I don't know if they call it this. A Holy Spirit library of real old classics, real out of print classics, and then a healing section in it as well. Wow. But they hired him to travel. My roommate hired him to travel all over the United States or wherever he could find these used bookstores and find these old books. And so he would leave for a week at a time, 2 weeks at a time sometimes, and he'd be gone looking for these old books. And he found these old books. He had Rhema's credit card. Cha-ching. Buying that. I'm buying that one, you know. And he was anointed to do it.
Amen.
He was anointed to do it. He'd sniff those books out. I went with him a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he said, now there's an anointing on me to do this. I said, I believe that. He said, you watch me. And he wasn't doing this, but it was almost like a mouse looking for cheese. You know? He'd go down this rack of, I don't know why I'm telling this story, but he'd go down this old line of books in the bookstore, and he'd get in the right section, he'd just pull them out, and there's, look at this one. Anyway, so he said, he took me with him one or two times, and he said, now, you're going to help me. And he said, what's on me is going to get on you. And he laid hands on me, and he said, Father, whatever I have to help me, develop this library, let it come on him for this time while he's with me. And I found books just like he did. I'm like, what about this one? Do you know this one? Oh, yeah, he's an old timer. He preached faith. And he's back in the 1800s, and he preached faith. There's a thread of this all through church history. It just wasn't well known. But people preach this message of faith all the way from the apostles all the way to today. Martin Luther preached faith. I even found out the denomination I came up on. Don't let the Mennonites hear this. But Menno Simon spoke in tongues. And had signs and wonders. Don't tell the Mennonites. See, a lot of denominations started out with the move of God. Menno Simons founded the Mennonite church. But they lost a lot of it. Times denominations lost a lot of it. But say, we're going to stay with the message of faith. We're going to stay with the move of the power of God. But I remember one. Can I tell you one story about that travel, that trip we took? One of the trips, I think I went with him twice, if I remember right. But one of those trips I went with him, he found a book that was like, oh my goodness. He was just leafing through it there in the bookstore. He said, this just reads like Brother Haggett. Some guy back in the, I think it was the early 1800s. Old book. Yeah. And so we got in the car. He had this, I forget what year it was, diesel Volkswagen Rabbit. Smoke like a sailor. Pumping on a pipe. I'm getting away from what I was going to say, but... But he that thing, maybe he'd start out and have smoke fly back there. Oh, yeah. It was powder blue. So we were going from place to place. We're driving to the next bookstore, some other town. And he said, read, because he's driving. He said, read that to me. I was reading a little bit of it, and we bought it. I was reading a little bit of it, and it sounded just like Brother Haggins. So I'm reading it, and I'm like, whoa, this is a message of faith. And so we got all fired up about it. We probably read half the book while we were driving there. But anyway, he said, I better not just put this in the library. I better send this one up to Brother Haggin. All right. So he sent it up to Brother Haggin, and Brother Haggin never sent it back. He must have kept that one. He's talking his language, talking the message of faith. Hallelujah. But I'm just telling you, this is nothing new. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. This is not like we're the freaks and everybody else is normal. No, they're the freaks and we're normal.
Amen. Come on.
Walking by faith is normal. Being an unbelieving believer. Who ever heard of an unbelieving believer? Believing is normal for believers. What do we believe? We believe in the Bible. Hallelujah. We believe in old time Pentecost. We believe in divine healing. Praise God. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in supernatural provision. We believe in miracles that get you out of jail. We believe in angels showing up. I was thinking on the way to church, an angel showed up in a service. Well, actually didn't show up in a service. Laid hands on you. Something was out of place. Laid hands on you. You went home, took a nap on Sunday afternoon, and you woke up, something moving around in there. An angel got his finger and pushed it back in place. Went back to your doctor and said, and the doctor confirmed it. Everything's back in place. Am I telling the truth? Somebody said, that's weird. Well, let us alone. We're happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Signs, wonders, encounters with the power of God.
Amen.
How? Through the spirit of faith. Through the spirit of faith. So he wants some people in the whole atmosphere of unbelief around the body, around faith people. Low atmosphere of unbelief. He wants some of us to lead out in some of this. He brought the revelation through some others in the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Brother Hagin talks about the, like, for example, the prosperity message, how we're redeemed from the curse of the law. Yes. Jesus gave that to him, showed that to him in the Word, and he took it to one of the, back there, this is probably back, I don't remember what year this was. Was this in the 40s maybe? Somewhere back there. He took it to one of the elders, because Brother Hagin then was a younger man. He took it one of the elders of their denomination, yeah, who had been in Pentecost, I think way back, maybe somewhere close to the Azusa Street, right, somewhere back there. And he took this revelation that Jesus had given him, because remember, Paul said he took what he, Jesus gave Paul the revelation of in Christ and the message of the gospel. He gave it to Paul directly through the Lord Jesus himself. And so Paul went up to the apostles and submitted it to the 12 apostles. And said, now, is this what Jesus said when he, because Paul wasn't around whenever, I mean, he wasn't listening, he was around, but he wasn't listening to Jesus. Whenever Jesus was, he's persecuting Christians, remember? But so he didn't hear Jesus teaching, but he took it to the apostles to check this out. Is this really what Jesus taught? And they confirmed everything he said. Everything Jesus revealed to Paul supernaturally. And so it's scriptural to submit doctrine to other seasoned ministers. Brother Hagin did that with the message of redemption from the curse of the law includes poverty, how we're redeemed from the curse of the law. He submitted that to these other men. I don't know why I'm on this. I didn't plan on getting on it. I got a lot of good things to teach, but I guess we'll just share this.
Amen.
He submitted it to this elder, really, had been in the ministry for, I think, decades, and even had spent some time in China. I think if it was right, if I'm right, China. And so the old gentleman said, Brother Hagin, let me go get some notes that the Lord, so I was a missionary over in China, and I didn't have any support. But God showed me how to believe God for finances. Let me go get my notes. He go got his notes and he said, what Jesus showed you is exactly what he showed me. And I made that message of prosperity about redemption from the curse of the law. I made that work for me over in China. And what was not working all of a sudden started working. Remember, said Bible says, prove all things. And if it's good, hold fast to it. I've proved this message of faith. And it's good.
Yes,
I'm like a bulldog with a bone. Yeah, I got two convictions. This is mine, and this is good.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to stick with this, and God needs some of us to demonstrate some things. So notice here, can I just go a little further with this? I thought about that statement. I want you to lead out in the spirit of faith. A leader is someone who takes initiative, doesn't wait for other people to preach it.
Right.
Now, there are other people preaching it. Thank God. And so, but I'm just simply saying, we're not looking to get our doctrine from somebody that's popular on social media or something.
Amen.
So, you know, we're not just following something that somebody else is preaching. We have made this our own.
Yes.
To be honest with you, if somebody came to me and said, you know, at the end of Brother Hagin's life, he recounted everything privately, recounted everything that he preached publicly, recounted the message of faith, recounted the redemption from the curse of the law. You know what I mean by recounted or recanted? I guess I'm using the wrong word. Recanted everything. I'd say too late. Too late. I already see it in the Word for myself. He didn't recant anything. But, you know, if somebody said they did, I'd say, too late. I already got it for myself. I already see it in the Word for myself. He took us to the Word and showed us. He didn't say this is what I think. He showed us what the Word said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, this will be lost. The Lord said to me, this will be lost without somebody preaching it, but also demonstrating it. There needs to be demonstrations of this.
Amen.
Praise God. So everybody say, we have the same spirit of faith. Let's walk out who we are. Let's act like who we are.
Amen.
Praise God. I like Hebrews 10:39. Hebrews 10:39 in verse, this is the WUEST translation, W-U-E-S-T. But as for us, we're not of the shrinking back kind who draw back to perdition, but we're of the believing kind. Who believe to the end of the saving of the soul.
Yes.
I like that. I'm of the believing kind.
Yes.
Say out loud, that's me. I'm of the believing kind. Well, my family, my relatives, my this, my that, they don't believe it. Well, that doesn't change what you are. You're the believing kind. Just because they're of the unbelieving kind.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. I'm of the believing kind. You ever remember I don't know why I'm referring to Brother Hagin so much tonight, but it's where I came up. If I came up under Billy Graham, I'd talk about Billy Graham.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God for Billy Graham, but God sent me to Rhema Bible Training. I got raised up in the message of faith.
Amen.
But there was I don't remember if it was the first year of the graduating class of Rhema. It might not have been. It had been one of the first few years. There was a prophecy came out. Brother Hagin was prophesying, and he's talked about a new breed. Amen.
Amen.
This verse tells you what that new breed is. We're of the believing kind.
Come on.
We see it, we believe it. I mean, I'm talking about we see it in the Word. We see it in the Word and we believe it.
Amen.
These signs will follow them that believe. That's me. I'm the believing kind. I'm a signs and wonders guy then. Because these signs will follow them that believe. I'm a signs and wonders kind of guy. Hallelujah. If it's not, you know, the world says this in a negative way, but I say it in a positive way. If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not one thing, it's another. Because I'm of the believing kind. I get miracles. Well, Robert said miracles are either coming to you or passing you by every day. Well, I catch more of those miracles because I'm of the believing kind.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Say it out loud. That's me. We're not of the shrinking back kind. Remember David when it came to Goliath? He wasn't of the shrinking back kind. Everybody else is shrinking back for 40 days. But he's of the believing kind. And what did he do? He went forward. We're not of them who draw back. We're of those that go forward. Who does that? People that have the spirit of faith. Well, the finances are saying draw back. The doctor's saying draw back. Faith says go forward. God will tell you to do things that almost seem impossible.
Come on with it.
I remember the story about Lester Summerall. I don't know how well known this is, but he was getting ready to preach one service. And the guy that was, you know, what do you call the kind of his armor bearer going with him everywhere, traveling with him. He just waited and waited, and Dr. Summerall didn't come out. So he went and got the hotel reception desk person. And they went in there, and Dr. Summerall's in there having a heart attack. And he went in there and kind of revived him, and he kind of came to himself, and he said, what's going on? He said, Dr. Summerall, I think you're having a heart attack. He said, I don't have time for this. I got to go preach. He got up and went and preached.
Yes, amen.
That's the spirit of faith. I like people like that. They got a grunt to them. That's my kind of person. You ever heard of R.W. Shambach?
Yes.
He was driving down. Well, I don't know if he was driving or riding somebody driving, but he's driving and started having a heart attack. So he pulled off to the side of the road and got out of the car and took off running down the street and said, I got healing. And just got healed and got back in the car and went and preached.
Praise God. That's what I'm talking about.
That's my kind.
Yes.
That's my kind. That's your kind. Because you're of the believing kind. People say they believe, but there's a few there, you know, that it seems like some people get discouraged over a bad hair day. I mean, you say you're a person of faith.
Seriously.
And the smallest little things get you down.
Exactly. Come on now.
I don't see much grunt in that. I like people with a grunt to their faith. They got a defiance to their faith. Praise God. They got an intolerance to their faith. There's some things they just won't tolerate. I think sometimes I asked the Lord about it. I said, Lord, help me with this. Because if I'm not careful, because of the Word in me and the spirit of faith, I get irritated at some people. Now, I know you can't help people you're irritated at. You got to walk in love. So I got to learn to turn that towards compassion. Praying for them. You understand? Because we've all been there where we didn't understand some of these things. So we got to get people the chance to get the Word in them and so forth. And those are not the ones I get irritated. That's the ones that ought to know better.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
I've been going to Spirit of Faith 23 years. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But act like you don't know anything.
Yeah, come on now. Come on now.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm just putting up a straw man and shooting him, you know. Not shooting him. Amen. But I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I got to really watch this. I get irritated. And I know that's not your spirit.
Right.
Now, there is a holy boldness that can come on you. But you got to watch, make sure that's the Holy Ghost and not your irritation. But so anyway, but I asked the Lord about it. He said, really, he said, you have to realize, because you know what it took in your life. Primarily, he was talking about, and I knew what he was talking about. Primarily, he was talking about all the attacks against my mind as a teenager and how I had to really fight the good fight of faith to lay hold of a sound mind.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And the discipline that that took and the diligence that that took and the tenacity that that took and the continual renewing of my mind and practicing the word even whenever I didn't feel like it to get to the place where I'm not harassing my mind is something that, because you want to help others, you understand what's necessary for them to walk in freedom. Now, it's not hard. The unrenewed mind is what makes it hard. And it takes diligence to renew your mind. So he said, some of that irritation is coming out of what you know is necessary and how you see some people aren't committed to that.
All right. Come on.
Well, you can't do it for them.
No, sir.
You can pray for them.
Yeah.
And I do. I pray for people. It helps me a whole lot. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all glad you came tonight?
Yes.
Say it. I'm of the believing kind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you become committed to the life of faith, you'll find it pays off richly.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, I would say that it'll turn your life. It can actually change your destiny. Where you were going to end up, you will not end up. And where you never would have ended up in the good things of God, you will now end up in. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, it'll also bring the power of God down on you. Say it out loud. It'll bring the power of God down on me. People who have the spirit of faith, they love the move of the Holy Ghost. Because that's what their faith taps into. It taps into the power. Like, here we go. Okay. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The anointing comes on you, and you just take off under that anointing. Start doing the impossible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It brings the power of God into action to destroy yokes and meets the need. Taps into the power of God. It's really an aggressiveness. The spirit of faith is an aggressiveness of faith that brings you to the point that the Spirit meets your faith. I say the Spirit, I'm talking about the anointing. It meets your faith. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, that hasn't happened yet. Well, then just stick with it.
Yes.
With a bulldog tenacity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then that anointing will fall and it'll hit you. It'll bring your miracle.
Yes.
Now, I wish I could take more time than this, but really, this is what brings Jesus back. If you read Malachi 4, 5 through 6, I'm just going through this real quickly. Malachi 4, 5 through 6, about the prophet Elijah coming before Jesus comes. And then Luke 1, 15 through 17, talking about John the Baptist. And then Matthew 11, 12 through 14. And Matthew 17, 11 through 13. That's a lot of verses, but go get the recording and catch them. But it talks about John the Baptist really coming through the spirit and the power of Elijah to prepare the way of Jesus coming back.
Yeah.
And that's prophesied before Jesus came the first time and the last time.
Yes.
Before he comes next time.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And it was not Elijah reincarnated in John the Baptist. It was the spirit and power of Elijah. Elijah, the spirit and power of Elijah. I'll give him credit one time, but that's the last time I'm going to give him credit. But Pastor Craig Field was preaching on that. From now on, it's I was preaching on that. You know what I'm saying? But Pastor Craig Field was preaching on that, and he said, the spirit of Elijah is the spirit of faith. The power of Elijah is the anointing for working miracles. That just went kerplunk, went into my spirit. It'll be there the rest of my life. The spirit and power of Elijah. If it was the same thing, why did it say two different words? The spirit of faith. He had a spirit of faith. You know what the spirit of faith is? It's a boldness of faith.
Yeah.
Elijah was bold.
Yes.
He had a confrontation with the prophets of Baal.
Come on.
He stood up to the king, said there won't be any rain for three. Well, he didn't say how long, but until I say. Made the king so happy, he came for him trying to take his head off. Takes boldness to say those kinds of things. Praise the Lord. And that's what will prepare that's what prepared the way of Jesus. John the Baptist had that on him. He confronted government officials as well. But there's going to be a boldness of faith that brings Jesus back today. It's going to be working miracles and signs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's me. That's us. That took that kind of anointing to bring Jesus back the first time, or Jesus here the first time. It's going to take that kind of anointing and that kind of spirit to bring him back the last time. Hear what's coming up. Praise the Lord. Are you a part of this? I'm a part of this. This is not a one-man thing. This is an anointing on a generation, to be honest with you. Hallelujah. And so it's an attitude. The spirit of faith is an attitude of faith. Can you give me a few more minutes here? Now, what do I mean by attitude? I'm not talking about working something up emotionally. You remember, we having the same spirit of faith. Is that the Holy Spirit? Is that the human spirit? What's he mean, spirit of faith? There's three ways the word spirit's used in the New Testament. Well, depending on how you break it down. I'm going to break it down three ways. There's basically the spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit. The word spirit is used in reference to the Holy Spirit. The word spirit is used in reference to the human spirit.
Yeah.
It's also used in reference to like demons or angels, you understand.
Right.
So I'm kind of categorizing all of that into spirit beings.
Yes.
We are spirit beings.
Yes.
We're not just minds and bodies. We are spirit beings. We're created in the image of God. That means, the Bible said God is a spirit. That means we have to be spirit beings.
Yes.
Besides that, the Bible says we are.
Yes.
I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless, right? We're spirit beings. You need to think of yourself that way. Don't just think of yourself, well, me. When you're thinking of me, don't just think of your body, your thinking. No, who are you in Christ?
Yes.
So it uses it that way. But then sometimes it uses it more loose, the word spirit more loosely. Like take, for example, Galatians 6. You ever read that passage where is anyone overtaken in a fault? Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Notice, in the spirit of meekness. What does that mean? Spirit of meekness. Is that the Holy Spirit? Is there a meekness spirit? No. No. Is that the human spirit? Not really. But it's talking about an attitude.
Yeah.
The way you approach that person who fell is supposed to be done in a spirit or
That's
an
good.
Attitude of meekness.
That's good.
Not in an attitude, well, bless God, if you'd have been like me, you wouldn't have missed it. I haven't missed it in that area. Oh, that'll help the person that needs restored, won't it? How about you step over here and have a hamburger? I'm going to go restore this person. Right? They need somebody with a gentle restoration spirit of attitude we love you. God loves you. You know, we want you to know he loves you and just and help them, right?
Yes, amen.
So it's used that way and it's used loosely, not a spirit like, you know, a spirit being or something, right? An attitude. Well, when he says we having the same spirit of faith, which one is he talking about? He's really talking about the attitude. Amen. So faith has an attitude. The spirit of faith has an attitude. Would you say that a man that says, I don't got time for a heart attack, got up and went and preached, would you call that an attitude?
Seriously.
Not a bad attitude, but it's a good attitude. It's an attitude of faith. There, you see that? When you really start analyzing or thinking about the spirit of faith, what is that? All of a sudden, you start seeing it all through the Bible. How about when they tore the roof off? That's an attitude. How about the woman with issue of blood? She wasn't supposed to be out in public. She could have gotten in trouble legally because she had an issue of blood, and yet she's out there anyway making her way. That's an attitude. I don't care what the laws say right now. I'm going for my healing. And you can see it all through the Bible. Blind Bartimaeus had it. They told him to be quiet in church. Not so loud in church. Just sit over here and sing Kumbaya. He'll if it's his will, he'll come by. No, he said, no. Jesus! He interrupted the whole church service. That's an attitude. And you want to know something else about that attitude? Jesus loves it. He loves it. I've not found faith like this in all of Israel. You know, kind of like, it's like, hey, whizzo button, man, I'm telling you what. Like it. He doesn't like unbelief. He rebuked the disciples for unbelief. He stood up and rebuked the storm. They came real sissified like. When the storm came up, Jesus, don't you care that we perish? He got up and rebuked it, said, where's your faith? They didn't get a whizzo button that day.
Right.
In other words, Jesus doesn't like unbelief. He likes faith.
Amen.
I shouldn't. Maybe I'm going to reveal my countryfiedness when I say this. But we live in the country. And there are wild sounds at nighttime. Every now and then you hear, something's dying. Whatever it is, if it's a, I don't know, let's just say a coyote killing a, whatever we got. What do we got? A mouse or a cat or something. Guess what the cat's doing? It's whining, whimpering. And the coyotes growling. Right?
Yeah.
Well, when the storm came up to the, you know, Jesus is on the boat and the storm came up, the disciples were whimpering. Jesus got up and went, arr! Right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do whenever things arise in your life? Why don't you sound like Dr. Lester Summerall? Huh? Yeah. Ain't got time for this. Get an attitude. Amen. You know, you can say what the word says two different ways. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. That's not the spirit of faith. Spirit of faith is laying about by his stripes I'm healed. I'm getting up out of here. And you see what you can see where people have the right words coming out their mouth, but they don't have the spirit of faith. When the boogeyman says boo in the nighttime, or you know, the finances say you're going under this time, you get a grunt to you and go pay off a bill or something. You know, you just. Here's another. How many of you remember Smith Wigglesworth whenever he woke up in the middle of the night and the devil was bouncing his bed across the, and he woke up and he said, get out of here in the name of Jesus, and the devil left. And then he said, wait a minute, come back here, put the bed back. I'm not going to get out of this warm bed and when the cold floor and get my feet. And you put the bed back. That's an attitude. And that's what you got.
Yes.
Spirit of Faith Family Church. But I'm not just talking about, we got to understand this because a lot of people get messed up with the attitude part. And they're thinking, they start thinking, he's just talking about a positive mental attitude. No, we're not, yes, but see, the source of faith is not just an attitude. It is the Word of God getting in you to the point where it's living so big in you that it changes your whole demeanor. The source of it is the Word. not just positivity or whatever. The positivity, the positive mental attitude teaching has no real divine spark of the power of God in it. Now, that don't misunderstand me. It can get you some things because negativity doesn't work. But yet, right on the other hand, it doesn't have anything divine in it. We're talking about something that comes into you because you've been feeding on the word, and that word rises up on the inside and puts a grunt on the inside of you. The word is the source of this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we have that spirit of faith. It's not just a mental, positive mental attitude. Faith is of the heart. Isn't that what the Bible says? But the thing about faith is, even though it's of the heart, I say it this way, it's like smoke. It'll get in the fabric of everything. It's of the heart, but it starts getting into everything. It gets into your mouth, your thinking, your attitude.
Yeah.
It gets into everything.
Yeah.
It gets in the way you walk.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine one time. He said, this was years ago. I showed up at one of Dr. Dufresne's meetings. And he saw me walking in. I think he saw me from the back. He said, I know who that is. That's Jay Eberly. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, it was your attitude. You just got an attitude. I don't walk like a sissy. I walk like I'm in charge. Don't tiptoe around the devil or tiptoe around sickness or disease. Like, oh, they're sick here. Ooh. You got to act like you're in charge. Don't reverence sickness or disease, talking about it all the time. Talk about what God said.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I got to watch it when I go to visitations of the hospital. They want to go on and on what the doctor said. And I understand. I need nowhere to get an agreement. So I can stomach a little bit of that. You got to know what you're believing for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But going on and on for a half hour. After a while, you want to go, hold on, wait out, time out, time out. I don't want to go more than a half hour without reading my Bible. Let's look at what the word says. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the spirit of faith is not just a positive mental attitude. It's of the heart. The spirit of faith is not just excited emotional energy. People say, well, you got those people all worked up and they, you know, said they got healed and it was not really their, they didn't really get healed. It was just, they were excited emotionally. Okay, let's take that theory down to the Super Bowl.
All right.
Because those people are getting excited.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If it was just excitement that we're that's getting people healed here at church, then that ought to be happening at the Super Bowl. Let's go and interview people. Did you get healed? You were shouting. You didn't get healed? Oh, you didn't get healed? Huh? You didn't get healed? Nobody's getting healed at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Come on.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Yep.
Right?
Come on.
Praise the Lord. So this is not just excitement or people getting worked up emotionally. It's the power of God. Praise the Lord. So can you see what we're talking about? It's not just a positive mental attitude or a negative mental attitude. It's faith versus unbelief. I remember when we were building our house, we didn't finish. We ran out of money. And we still had probably, 10% of it yet to finish up, something like that. And I got really down on myself. I don't know if you've ever done this. I was like, man, we probably shouldn't have done this. I knew it was the edge of our faith. And I got really condemned about it. And I distinctly remember the Lord. He helps you. Does he help you like he helps me? He helped me out so bad. So good. That was good. Good. I needed it so bad. His help was good. I'm just kind of down on myself one day, and he kind of said it this way. He said, well, unbelief won't work.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, okay, all right, because I need to finish this. And he's basically saying unbelief won't work. So I got a hold of myself, and I said, that's right. I preached that. That's right. I preached that. You can be anointed to preach it, but you got to live it like everybody else, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm skipping over a lot of things because we're just out of time. But let's just wrap this up with a few things. Are you all right?
Yes, sir.
It's our ability to unite around this message, this mandate from God. It's our ability to unite around it, and us clearly communicating it, and you being interested and committed to it, that's going to bring to pass what God has for this church.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are you committed to a life of faith? I know a lot of you are. I know you. I know how you live. But let's just make a fresh commitment to this. Brand new, all brand new today, a fresh commitment. As for me, I'm living by faith. In fact, I'm not just going to mouth the words. I'm going to have the spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. Let's talk a little bit about encounters with God. I'm almost done here. I mean, the clock says I'm almost done. I'm not done, but the clock says I'm almost done. What do we mean by encounters with God? Let's go back to our statement of faith. You want to look at that a little bit? Bringing people into encounters with God, empowering them to always be victorious through the spirit of faith. Bringing people into encounters with God. What do we mean by encounters with God? If you look up the word encounter, it means to meet with, come face to face, intersect, run smack into. So the spirit of faith, look at this. The spirit of faith arranges these encounters.
Yeah.
It sets up miracles.
Yeah,
it sets you up for the power of God to do something for you that was impossible.
Yeah.
That's what we's all about. Hallelujah. Now, the real purpose of the spirit of faith is not just so we get our needs met and get our healing. Now, there's a good place to practice right there. But the real purpose is to carry out the plan of God. We'll never carry out the plan of God without the spirit of faith. But so let's practice on wherever we are right now in our life. You got anything coming against you, opposing you? You know, attacks against your life, any area of your life? This is a good time, wonderful opportunity. In fact, you should thank God for the privilege of walking by faith.
Amen.
Thank you for another opportunity to walk by faith.
Amen.
No, you're not saying God brought the opportunity, but boy, it sure will. This is an opportunity to have an encounter with the power of God.
Amen.
To run smack into a miracle. Praise God. The spirit of faith arranges these encounters. God doesn't arrange them. Now, he's a part of it. Don't misunderstand me. And in one sense, he does arrange it. But it's your faith that walks you right into it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, what makes the arrangements? Believing and speaking. Remember, we have the same spirit of faith. We believe and therefore we speak.
Yes.
And you can do that out of your heart without your head even knowing how it's going to work out, right? Are you starting to get all this put together?
Yes.
And so the spirit of faith doesn't wait for the sovereignty of God to do something. When you arrange, when you speak and believe, you are arranging these divine encounters. Now, you don't know how, but somehow or another, God takes what you're believing and speaking and sets up these things, but he doesn't really do it without your cooperation. Without your involvement, he can't set that up. Hallelujah. And so when you talk about having these encounters with God, we're talking about experiences. Hallelujah. Experiences. I don't want to just have doctrine or have my doctrine right. I want to have experiences with the power of God. Because that preaches a whole lot better than, well, this is what the Bible says, but we never have seen it or anything, but, you know, this is what the Bible says. No, we ought to have testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony. Just testimony after testimony. That's what I mean by it's not one thing, it's another. Praise the Lord. So it's by living this way, life becomes exciting again. And you really start, life becomes actually an adventure. It's like don't misunderstand me. An encounter, if you look up the word encounter, it has an element of surprise to it. And I got to qualify that. An encounter with God is not a surprise that it happened.
Yeah.
But how many of you know the way it works out is always a surprise because it wasn't that way that you expected it to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So life becomes exciting again.
Yeah, yeah.
Around this next corner, what's going to happen? You know it's going to happen, but the way it always happens is always like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. That's, wow, this is pretty cool living like this. Amen. So you expect it to happen, but the miraculous is it always comes in the most delightful and glorious ways to give you the victory. We've experienced that last year with some of the most delightful and glorious victories. Some things I wish I could talk more about, but it just becomes fun. Life becomes exciting again. I meet too many bored Christians. Tell your neighbor, that's not us. I mean, do you think Peter really expected the angel to show up in prison? I mean, he expected to be delivered. Why do I know he expected to be delivered? Because he's sound asleep. He's resting. He's not up worrying. No, he's resting. He's sound asleep. But do you think he expected an angel to hit him and wake him up? This is exciting. Right? Daniel probably expected not even to go into the lion's den. He's probably thinking, Lord, now would be a good time to, when they're putting him in there, now would be a good time to smite these guys dead, you know. But here he is right in the middle of it. He wasn't expecting that, probably. But how did it come? It came that the lions didn't eat him. What a night. Tell your grandkids that one, you know. Praise the Lord. Well, are you glad you came? So really, encounters with God like this will change the very course of a man's life. I mean, you talk about encounters with God. You read back all through the Old Testament. You got, like, for example, you got the New Testament. You got the woman with the issue of blood. You got the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost fell. You got Moses in the Red Sea. Who expected a wind to blow all night and split the Red Sea? I mean, they expected to be delivered, but to see it that way, that's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah.
How many of you know that if I was there, I'd probably stayed up all night just watching that. Look at this. This is cool. I got to tell all my grandkids how this happened. Oh, I wish I had video cameras. I know they're not going to be invented for another 20 centuries or whatever. Hallelujah. More centuries than that. But praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We've had, I'm looking here, I think it's about a dozen now, people healed of terminal cancer. Encounters with God. We've had we've had many, many people, dozens of people actually, who came into the church on medications for psychological issues and mental torments and are now off all their medications. Thank you, Jesus. How about when Jesus came into the church service and said to me, I want to change some things in this nation.
Yes.
Remember, at your command. I kept saying, at your command. Because Jesus, I knew he was standing right here. Yeah. At your command. I kept hearing him say, at your command. Yeah. So I kept saying, at your command.
Yeah.
At your command. He was talking, he was about us commanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some things were changed in that service.
Amen.
In the elections.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha.
Now, that's a fun day. How about families in the church who weren't able to have children until they had an encounter with the Word of God? Now they got multiple children. In fact, they have to work real hard to keep up with them all. Hallelujah. And we could go on and on. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of that?
Yes, sir.
This is living. This is the way we live. We're of the believing kind.
Yes, amen.
We have this kind of life where we got the power of God. It's just part of our encounters all the time. Praise the Lord. Another thing about the spirit of faith is it answers things.
Yes.
Doesn't, when the thoughts come to your mind, you answer and say, no, it's not going to be that way. It's going to be the way I believe. And I believe the Word. The Word says, by His stripes I'm healed. Or, you know, with long life He'll satisfy me. Or, my God supplies all my need. Or whatever. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God. What kind of people are we? We're of the believing kind. And we speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another thing about this, I'll just mention this. I remember the Lord showed me this, I don't know, a few years ago. I was watching one of the big boxing matches. And they were talking about, you know how the heavyweight champion of the world, the final one's the heavyweight champion of the world. But you know, they start down here in these little leagues. Cedar Rapids might have one, I don't know. But you know, Peoria, Illinois has got one. You know, these little boxing rings, and people in there learning to box and all that. And they go up through the ranks. I mean, hopefully. That's the goal. But then you get up into the big leagues. And you got to fight the world champion. If you're going to become the world champion, you got to fight the world champion. Yeah. Now, the world champion has already become, he's already the champion. And so, the guy that wants to challenge him, the champion doesn't come down. Like if there was a, I don't know, some sort, what do they call those boxing rings that people go into and they practice boxing? Every city probably has one. But anyway, the champion doesn't come down. Like if there's a guy challenging him from Cedar Rapids, the world champion doesn't come down to Cedar Rapids to fight. The challenger has to go up to him and fight. Right? And so we as believers, as people of faith who have the spirit of faith, we're not the challenger, we're the champions. We don't come down where the devil wants us to come down to in the realm of the physical, walking by sight, come on, walking in the flesh, figuring things out. No, Mr. Devil, we've already been made champions through the blood of Jesus. If you want a good fight, you're going to have to come up. You're going to have to come up into the spirit, into the realm of faith. And that's where I win every time. Yes. You can use your yakety yak yak and try to get me to come down into the mind, into the mental, into the flesh, and try to win a fight that I am already the champion of. Yes. Why would I be so foolish? I'm staying up in faith. Yes. Amen. Amen. So people of faith have got to decide, am I the challenger or am I the champion? Yes. You've heard people say, you got to decide, are you sick trying to get healed, or are you healed and the devil's trying to put sickness onto you? I'm saying the same thing in another way. Are you the champion or are you the challenger? Jesus already made you the champion. Hallelujah. That's why we're called more than conquerors. We didn't conquer ourselves, but we were put into that position through believing on the conqueror. So now Satan's under our feet. When he comes yakety yak yak, you say, Mr. Devil, I'm staying up here in the realm of faith. I'm staying up here in the realm of what I believe, what the word says. I'm staying in the spirit. And if you're going to challenge me, you have to come up to where I already am the victorious one. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the spirit of faith.
Yes.
I said, that's the spirit of faith. Yes. Ha, 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 ha. Not trying to get anything. Already got it. Already got it. Already got it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a wonderful way to live. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Hagin said, hold the devil in the arena of faith and you'll whoop him every single time. He can get you to come down into the realm of reasoning and figuring it out and how's it going to happen and I don't know why and I don't know what's taking so long and where am I missing it. And then he's got you whooped already. Hallelujah. Well, greet somebody and say, I'm of the believing kind. I have the spirit of faith. Amen. And guess what? This isn't just to get excited about whenever it's being preached. This is whenever the devil comes yakety yak yak on Thursday morning, you know? You gotta, like I did the other day, he came, if I told you what happened, it was the goofiest demonic thing, came at me one night, and I just got out of the bed and I went, woo! I looked up and he's gone. Amen. That's the spirit of faith.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not over. It's not over unless we quit. Not over unless we quit. Yeah, but the doctor said, yeah, but I say. Yeah, but I say. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe you got to shout one more time just before you go. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Power. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I remember the Lord said to me one time, because faith expresses itself in joy, doesn't it? He said, you know, you play a game of, you know, you have all kinds of games with those cards. What do you call those cards? Different suites of, you know, what's that called? Playing cards. But there's certain games that certain things win the game, you know, and all that. But the Lord said to me one time, he said, joy is the trump card. And no matter what game the devil's playing, joy is always the trump card. Joy is always the trump card. So he can play whatever game he wants to play, and you go, and you just trumped it. You just trumped it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So go your way laughing. Go your way. When you get home tonight before you go to bed and the devil's trying to put those thoughts in your mind, you just go, whoa, no, I got some joy, joy, joy. Amen.